equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there. If you or someone you love is searching for an institution of higher education with unparalleled academics, coupled with a supercharged Holy Ghost anointing, Valor Christian College is an outstanding choice. Whether you study on our beautiful campus here in Columbus, Ohio, or online, at home, at your own pace, your own schedule, there's never been a better time to partner with Valor Christian College to achieve your goals. Take 2 minutes right now and experience for yourself the mighty, anointed praise and worship that is the hallmark of Valor Christian College. You could be right in the middle of it here at the School of Revival.
Oh, there's only one. Oh, there's only one. There's only one. Every other god is an idol. There's only one. Oh, there's only one. Jesus. There's only one who reigns and rules. There's only There is one seated on the throne, the living one, the life forevermore. Holy are you, Lord. Before the Lamb, there's angels all around, casting crowns and lifting up a sound of holy are you, Lord. And worthy is the slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Come on, that's it. Lift it up, elders. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to him and him alone. There's no one like the Lord. There's no
Father's only Son.
He who was.
He who was. Is in this to come.
God, we lift
God,
you up.
Lift you up.
See his face.
See his face shining by his glory.
Give him praise.
That's the kind of supercharged Holy Ghost atmosphere you or someone you love has been searching for. your search is over. Take the next step. Do it today. Do it right now. Schedule your personal VIP tour today at valorcollege.edu, or just call the admissions team at the number that's right there on your screen. Do it. Do it right now. Change your life and change the world. There's never been a better time under a greater anointing to complete your fully accredited associate or bachelor's degree. I'm looking forward to seeing you, someone you love, right here on our expansive, beautiful Holy Ghost campus real soon. This is when debts, according to God's word, burdens that were placed upon you in the past break away, and you walk forward into a brand new season of freedom, of supply, of abundance, of joy, of peace. What a great, great joy. What a great, great blessing. What an opportunity it is to welcome you to the very first month of a brand new year. Now, we've stepped over the threshold now from the past into God's promise. That means extraordinary blessings for you and for me, and we want to lay hold on every one of them, and I'm going to share with you how to do that today on your breakthrough. But to receive it, you see, it's vital to act with the proper protocol. You have to do it according to the pattern. That pattern is established in God's word. His blessings, oh, get this, are always conditional. Now, what does that mean? He has authority. He is supreme. Jesus made it abundantly clear to all of us in the very first of the Gospels in your Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. You've heard it. Let's hear it again. Seek first. You ought to just say that right where you are. First. First things first. Seek first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then here is the power punch. And all these things shall be given to you. So you might ask, what things? All things. All is all. All is all will ever be is all. And that's all there is to it. All is all. God sovereignly purposes to release a brand new, a glorious, hear me, I'm speaking prophetically, freedom from the burdens of your past. Think of that. An entire year that God Himself designated as a year of release. Release from the burdens of financial lack, of physical illness, of oppression and depression, which are rampaging their ways through the body of Christ. But not you, not now. This freedom is granted to us only by our great God. It's not of our making. It's not of our vain imagination. It's God that goes before us and vanquishes our adversary as a result of our obedience to His directive. He makes it clear, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2, I will go before you. I love this. I will make the crooked path straight. I will break in, oh, that's what's happening right now. I sense it by the Holy Spirit. I will break, God says, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and shatter the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places, so that you will know that I, the Lord, who calls you by your name, am the God of Israel. Hidden riches in secret places.
places. What a God. What a word. The Lord wants you, get this straight, to prosper, and the Lord God wants to reveal to you this year that your harvest is already provided. It's just waiting on a seed to release it. A harvest. Harvest of what? About salvation for your family. Healing from that tormenting pain in your body. Deliverance in your mind. Freedom to financially do what you know God wants you to do. The principle of God's word over and over and over and over again. The principle of first fruits is absolutely paramount. And it's simple. What we do first dictates by obedience what God does next. What I do first determines what God does next. What I do today sets the course for what God does tomorrow. Next, Romans 11, 16. If the first portion of the dough is holy, the whole batch is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Listen, give God your first portion, your increase here at the beginning of 2022, and then just get ready. I'm telling you, just get ready for every blessing that God purposes to release in your life and the lives of those you love most. Make a determination in your heart. Do it right now. Come on. Give God your very best in the first month of the year, and the rest of the year will be sanctified, holy. Joan and I, Ashton, Austin, we always offer our first fruits offering. For many, many years now, God has blessed us. Oh, what a joy. I know every one of you would want to do this if you could, and you can get there, but you have to start somewhere. Our family always sows our entire first month's increase, the entire month. We just say whatever we do and whatever we receive in this month is holy to the Lord, and it goes to Him first. But for you, it may be your first week's increase. For some of you, you'll have to start with, for the first time, being a tither and giving 10% of your first week's income. Your restoration, your freedom from the burdens of your past in this miracle year hinges on your faith and obedience. Demonstrate. Make it a wave offering. Let the whole wide world know. But mainly, let your great God and His Son, Jesus Christ, know that He is first above anything else. By sowing your very best first fruit seed at the beginning of this year, and do it as quickly as possible. Honor God. Respond in faith. Could be a first fruit seed of $50. Could be a $100 first fruit seed. The Holy Spirit always prepares the hearts of those who are watching, who God has put His hand on, that need to sow an extraordinary seed. $1,000, the beginning of this year, to let God and the devil know and to convince yourself, God's first in my life. Call that number on your screen. Sow online, rodparsley.com, or just write to me. My faith is focused on freedom for as many lost souls as possible to come into His kingdom through this ministry. As you stand with me, I want to sow into your life two brand new, very, very special ministry gifts. First is this very, very inspirational flip chart for your desk or your countertop or your nightstand. Every day you'll be encouraged, uplifted by scriptures and timely teachings that I've paired up with those scriptures. It's all yours, one for every day this year. Plus, my brand new Freedom First, two messages that will open your eyes to the spirit of freedom and blessing that God has already prepared for you this year. Now, don't delay. Sow your first fruit seed. Do it before the end of the first month, January 31st. Might I suggest to you sowing one day's increase or 1 week's increase? But listen, please, always make it your best first fruit seed. Rush it to me. Rush your letter to me. Call right now or just go online, rodparsley.com. Seek God first and then get ready. Get ready for an overthrowing, overflowing blessing of freedom.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Now listen, I sure hope you marked your calendar for January 31st. If you haven't, put it in your cell device right now. January 31st. That's when I'll covenant with you to take your prayer needs before the throne of grace and believe God for your miracle. So take a moment, won't you? Do it right now. It's important that you write down your prayer needs. Write the vision. Make it plain on tables. That's what the Bible says. And then mail it to me so that I receive them before the last day of the first month, January 31st. That night, I'll come to you live at 9 p.m. Eastern at rodparsley.tv, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, standing with you in faith as you seek God first with me, believing for the blessings and freedom He purposes to be poured out in your life. What God has prepared for you, I truly believe, is greater than you may have ever experienced. It'll build your faith, and I want to help build your faith. And it's important to remember God's character. Psalm 103, verse 2. We're challenged there to recall God's benefits. He is the God, here it is, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases. He has redeemed your life from the pit. And He lifts you up and He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Your youth, oh, how good this is renewed like the eagles. Jehovah Nissi is the Lord, our banner, of victory. So it's time right now to prepare for brand new victories, fresh mercies. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says this, "It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." Well, everybody shout amen. "His compassions never, ever fail. They are new every morning. They are new every morning." When the Lord God Almighty parted the Red Sea, opened the way for Israel's freedom, that blessing became the annihilation of their enemy. Get ready. After the children of Israel safely passed through, God simply lifted his hand, released that held back water, and it came crashing down upon their adversaries. And the enemy's plan was canceled. Your freedom this year will become the barricade that your adversary cannot cross over. You ought to be shouting right now. Just get up from your chair and do a little dance. After it's all said and done, you look back, see nothing but victory. I prophesy it to you. Now, to secure your freedom, to be granted access to your miracle, it's absolutely necessary that you make God first. First in your life, come on. After what he's done for you, to take a moment at the beginning of the year, the first month of the year, to make a statement to God and your enemy that he's first. It's impossible to lift up the banner of victory when you're carrying around a burden. God will not be mocked. He will not settle for second place in any area of our lives. This is the year when you will become free from fear, loosed from depression, set free from that bondage of oppression. Strangers and loved ones all are about to wonder at the blessing of God they see on you. I'm believing for the happiest home on your entire block. God has a storehouse. Oh, my, think of heaven. He has a storehouse of blessing waiting for you this year. Now's the time to reach out and take it. Make it your own. Let me read you a verse from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. It tells us these words, "Honor the Lord." I'm slowing down now just for you. "Honor the Lord with your substance, with the first fruits of all your increase." When you sow at the beginning of the year a first fruit seed, your barns will be filled with plenty. Your presses, this is God's word, will burst forth with new wine. That's joy, the joy of the Lord, flowing like a mighty rushing river. This promise belongs to you, but only when and if you bring and present to the Lord your first fruit seed before the month comes to an end. So don't put it off. You know, the calendar keeps rolling. The hours keep ticking by. Let me urge you to sow your first fruit seed now. For everyone, I believe it's at least your first day's income for the year. You've got every other day's income for the entire year. Take that first one. Sow it toward God's kingdom. If you'll sow, it's a seed that will sanctify the rest of the year. That's God's promise. For someone else, perhaps it's a week's increase. I've got a note here from Gordon and Kathy, faithful partners for many, many years of this great worldwide soul-winning ministry. They set aside their first fruit seed. They trusted God. They sowed an uncommon seed of $1,000. They gave their seed an assignment. They wanted to be free from debt. Before they could even get their seed in the ground, God multiplied their harvest times 10. A $10,000 debt was canceled. What assignment of the adversary do you need God to stamp canceled on? This year of double is your season. It's your time. It's your moment for unusual debt cancellation. It's your time for the release of the promises of God in every area of your life, and that includes your finances. Now remember this. With every promise, God always gives a command. As you respond to that direction in obedience, God's miracle is released. So right now, get your first fruit seed. Get it sown by January 31st. You can call that number right there on your screen, or you can log on at rodparsley.com. I'll be so honored to receive your prayer requests. And I want to take them before God on the last day of the first month, January 31st. So get it to me. Don't delay. Your miracle harvest hinges by placing God first.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Advancing the Gospel Together, Revival Covenant Partners brought you this broadcast of Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. We're training world changers at Valor Christian College and expanding the church through City Harvest Network. There's compassion in action through Bridge of Hope's continuing relief efforts wherever the love of Christ is needed. Thank you for your investment in souls, lifting up the bloodstained banner of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Breakthrough is a broadcast and online outreach of Bridge of Hope.